Aaron, every game is different, but is this as different of a game as you've played in 12 years?
Yeah, I mean, it was a little disjointed at times. It's different walking in a locker room for the first time in 12 years and seeing a white jersey hanging up, but I thought we looked good. I like the color rush. But, yeah, you know, this is how we're going to have to play for a little bit until we get Niall up to speed and Don up to speed. I'm really proud of Ty. I thought he played great tonight, made a lot of plays. You know, the short passing game is like an extension of the run game in games like tonight when you're going with a lot of four receiver packages with Ty back there, and I'm really proud of the way he played and a lot to build on.
Aaron, what does this record tonight mean to you?
It means we threw it a lot. A lot of times records like these are achieved in losses, you know, when you're way behind and you got to battle back. So it's nice, but it's something you maybe look at down the road. Records are meant to be broken, so I'm sure somebody will come along at some point and break it, maybe myself if I get lucky enough. But, yeah, a lot of passes tonight. To that accord, I'm proud of the offensive line. I thought they played really well. They gave me a lot of time, and the receivers did a good job of working to get open, and we just kind of dink and dunk down the field.
When the gains are consistent and the ball is spread to a lot of different players, how does that sort of tax or change the way a defense plays you over the course of four quarters?
Well, a lot of times it goes into matchups. So as you saw, they wanted to put Tracy on Jordy for much of the night, and we felt good about Devontae's matchup. We've had situations like that in the past. I think of the Detroit game where I threw the most passes I've thrown before and targeted Devontae a number of times that didn't have the same type of production as tonight. That's why tonight is very encouraging because we target him a bunch of times, and if you look at the percentages per targets, that's where you want them. You know, we targeted Devontae, I think, 16 times and had 13 completions, and Cobb was 11 for something, and Ty, you know, all good percentages on the targets, and that's what we're looking for in a situation where they're going to play a lot of man or match coverage, and you got to win those matchups.
If you look at your numbers after the strip sack, fumble, touchdown that they got, they were really, really good, obviously. Did that, given what's happened with you earlier this year with fumbles, was there a little fire under you after that one?
Yes. I don't think I need to.
Can you talk about the process of getting Montgomery ready for this game on a short week?
Well, he's been doing this for a while, actually. He's been running the ball from the backfield, and we just extended his package in the four-receiver set where he's the back, where we allowed him to run some more routes from the backfield and also from the slot that we did, kind of expanding on what we did against Dallas. He has a very good feel. Obviously, he's played receiver for a while, but he's got a good feel on the backs of the routes out of the backfield as well. So I'm proud of Ty. I think he had a great focus this week. Actually, him and Don, you know, came up to the room last night. We spent some extra time talking about some things, and I'm proud of the way he's played the last 2 weeks.
So Aaron, what exactly happened on the fumble, and what are you thinking as you come off the field after it?
I'll have to look at the film. I felt like there was some hands in the face there. I tried to duck under. I just saw a big 97 paw coming at me, tried to duck underneath. And then next thing you know, as I came up, I felt my chin strap was kind of up by my nose. And then somebody got his hand on the ball. I was trying to get to it. And it's frustrating to fumble that directly leads to points. Just got to clean that up.
What do you think? I mean, I know this was not a typical game, but what do you think this can do for you guys offensively going forward? I mean, you know, you complete such a high percentage. I know you didn't get to throw the ball down the field a ton. I know you didn't get the ball to Jordy a ton, but what is this? What do you think this can do for you going forward?
Well, you're kind of putting a negative spin on it. I think we're going to, you know, look at this film and be pretty happy about the execution and it's even closer to being an even bigger game. I think we had some opportunities with Randall there on the, third down, the first drive down there, and then third down later on when he almost got 2 feet down on the 2-minute drive. So We feel good about the things we did tonight. The biggest thing that we'll take away, I think, is the protection and also, you know, Devontae playing so well. This is a big game for him and his confidence. He's not a guy that lacks or struggles with confidence, but anytime you do it consistently, and he felt it. You know, I said it over on the sidelines, but I didn't need to. We felt good about the matchup. And he was, when a receiver is dictating to you what routes he wants, that's kind of the kind of mindset you want from a guy like that, because he feels like that he was, you know, not being able to be guarded for a while there. And you saw it. I mean, he was basically telling me, you know, hey, let's try this one. Let's do this or let's do this. And Mike was dialing up some good plays as well, especially on that drive to put us ahead, where we went to him a few times in a row. With a, you know, stop, in-breaker, and then a post-corner was good to get him going in that situation.
How difficult would it have been if he had not been cleared, if you had had to play this game without him? Mike said he didn't find out until 1 o'clock this afternoon that Devontae was available tonight.
Yeah, that was the first thing that happened when I walked in the locker room was I looked over at him. The music was loud, but I gave him this thing, and he gave me a thumbs up, and I felt pretty good about that. But, you know, it's always next man up with us. But obviously, if 17's out there, we're a better football team.
Is it fun to play like that, Aaron? All the passes and spreading it out. I know the running back situation dictates it, but was it fun out there tonight?
Yeah, it's fun to win. So whatever you got to do to win, you know, whether we throw it that many times or have to, pound it a little bit more. I think this is more closer to how we're going to have to play moving forward. But I'm proud of the way that we responded. You know, after the touchdown that put us behind, we put together three drives in a row. That was obviously put the game away.
Were they flipping Porter the entire time?
No, they put him on Jordy for a long time. And then after, I think, the touchdown drive, they moved him over. And then they kept him on the same side for a little bit too. But they were trying to keep Tracy with Jordy for the most part.
Ever had a game beforehand with three different guys?
Time when I've ever been able to throw the ball this many times, and other than last year, Detroit, and we've had this kind of success. So it's fun to get those guys involved. Obviously, when you're looking at matchups, a lot of times that dictates where the football goes. And we like to Tay's matchup. We like Randall basically every week, and Ty the last couple weeks has obviously been getting a lot of balls thrown his way.
Two more, Brent.
Are we guys supposed to have the weekend off?
We will. You know, he just came in. What was it? Saturday, I think. So it was a Saturday practice, but it was Wednesday. But we'll get him going. You know, he's an athletic guy with a lot of speed, so we'll make sure he's ready to go for this long, this break. And then in the next week, we got multiple days. We'll practice next week, so I'm excited about getting him going. There was a time when he came on the field when Ty was tired, and Mike was a little nervous about what was going on out there, but he kind of gave me the, hey, I'm okay. So I felt better about that, and we, communicated a couple of his routes or adjustments he needed, and I think he's going to be a important part of our success moving forward.
How hard did you pick up the block next to the line
again? I mean, it's a copycat league, so it's about, Mike declaration or slide declaration and reading your keys with safety rotation and nickel pressure. So it's not something I'm worried about with him. Andy's offense in Kansas City is a little different than what we do here, but I think the foundation is very similar.
You don't usually throw 56 times. You don't usually have a wide receiver playing running back and carrying nine times. Can you?
I think he's a running back now.
He's changing his title. what's the challenge of having to run your offense this way, and what's the benefit of having to run your offense this way?
I think the challenge is for the line. You know, to ask him to block 59 dropbacks tonight. That's putting a lot of stress on him. I was proud of TJ fighting through an injury. We have a lot of confidence in Don. Obviously, Corey's coming back from an injury, and Spriggs and Murphy. We like our depth there, but when those five guys are playing together, they've been playing really, really well. But it puts stress on them, so we have to find ways to, you know, and we tried a couple times to cut them, and actually, you know, they knocked the ball down a couple times. But it puts a lot of stress on those guys. And then it puts, obviously, a greater importance on being very efficient. Otherwise, your defense can be out there a lot. I mean, to throw the ball 56 times and still have an overwhelming advantage in the time of possession is probably rare, I would say. So we're really feel good about that moving forward. We're going to enjoy this break and celebrate with a little scotch probably.